Roger, did I tell you to cut that out? How you expect me to get into rescue making all that noise?
But Grandpa Fred, I'm gonna be just like Walt Frazier, the star of the Knicks.
Good, well, go practice in New York. Give me that ball.
How am I gonna learn to dribble without a basketball?
You don't need one. Haven't you ever heard of shadow dribbling?
Shadow dribbling?
Yeah, we used to do it all the time when I was with the Globetrotters.
You were on the Harlem Globetrotters? Wow! Can you teach me how to shadow dribble?
Sure. See, it's like shadow boxing. Only you shadow dribble. You get it? Yeah, just pretend you're dribbling. That's it. Now, back up. Take a back step. That's it. Now to the right. To the left. Dribble back. Higher. 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 Back step. Higher. Higher. Higher.
What are you doing?
Grandpa Fred was just teaching me how to shadow dribble.
Shadow dribble?
Yeah, like when he was on the Harlem Globetrotters.
Pop, you were never on the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes, I was. You just don't remember. Because when I was dribbling with the Globetrotters, you was slam dunking in your diapers.
Listen, Pop, I got some good news for you.
Don't tell me, I know. Esther had her face lifted by a 2-ton crane.
Well, you remember I told you that Janet's mother was a school teacher up in Oakland?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, she wrote this paper on how to discipline problem children, and the paper was so good, Pop, that she was named Teacher of the Month by Education Magazine.
I'm sure she'll make a lovely centerfold.
That's my grandma. She's the greatest.
Hey, Roger, will you excuse me and Pop for a minute?
Yeah, Roger, look here. If you want to be great and full of spunk, go out in the yard and dribble in the junk.
Well, for your information, Pop, Education Magazine is very big, man. Now, this is a big honor for Mrs. Gordon.
I understand. I was once in Dump Daily. I was a junk mate of the month.
I give up. It's impossible to try to talk to you.
I'm sorry, son. I know it's a great honor. But next time you're in Oakland, congratulate her for me.
Why don't you do it yourself?
Because I'm not going to Oakland.
Pop, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
You don't have to tell me. I know I'm not going to Oakland.
Look, every year there's this big teachers' conference here in L.A., and Mrs. Gordon was picked to read her paper here. Now, she's coming here next week, man, you know, and she's dying to meet you.
Well, I'm not dying to meet her. What do I have in common with some old stuffy school teacher?
Well, to start with, me and Janet. Don't worry about it, Pop. She's a wonderful woman, and the two of you are going to get along just fine.
Oh, I always get along swell with school teacher. I can't wait to meet her so I can clap her erasers.
Hey, could you stand still? I can't see the movie. And it's my very favorite one, too. The giant baboon who ate ragoon. At noon.
Listen, Bob.
In June. With a spoon.
And will you shut up soon?
What's eating you, Fred?
I don't know, Bubba. I'm just nervous. I haven't even slept since I heard the news.
What news?
You know, Janet's mother's a big shot school teacher up there in Oakland, and she's coming all the way down here just to read a paper.
But don't they have no papers up in Oakland?
Bubba, it's a paper that she wrote. You see, she's reading it at a big teacher's convention here in town, out loud in front of everybody.
Fred, you must feel very dumb. What are your grandchildren going to think? They got a grandmother who writes papers and a grandfather who collects them.
Before I talked to you, Bubba, I felt awful. Now I feel terrible. How'd you like to feel this?
Well, I'm sorry.
You're right, Bubba, but what's she gonna think of me? I ain't nothing but a junk man.
Fred, you remind me of the immortal Phil Green.
Who's he?
He used to be just like you. A nothing, a nobody, a useless empty shell of a man. Until he became world famous by pushing a waterbed from Los Angeles to Detroit. A feat that got him a place on the official book of world records.
What's that got to do with me?
Don't you see, Fred, if you could get your name in the official book of world records, it would be just as important as reading a paper at some teacher's conference.
You think so?
Sure. Maybe Janet's mother might even write a paper about you, Fred.
I think you got something there.
Yeah.
No.
How's that feel, Fred?
Oh, fine, Bub. It's easy.
Good. Just stay that way until Thursday and you'll be immortal.
If I stay this way on Thursday, I'd be a start. So far, every record you come up with is impossible. Try harder. Look in there.
Well, we haven't even scratched the surface, Fred. Here's a good one, Fred. Mm-hmm. Make two fists. Now stick them in your armpits. That's it. Now flap your arms and squat.
Now, how long do I have to do this?
Just till the eggs are hatched. Nobody's ever done that before.
How would you like to hold the record for the world's fattest lip?
Hold it, Fred. I think I got it. You like apple pie, don't you?
Sure, all Americans love apple pie.
Yeah, your problem's solved.
It is?
Yeah.
Now, who told you you could use my phone?
I'm sorry, can I use your phone, Fred?
Sure, you don't have to ask.
Hello, is this Paul's Pie Palace? I'd like to order 243 apple pies.
Put my phone down. I can't eat no 243 apple pies.
You only have to eat 240. Three of them are for me.
Oh, Bubba, we can do better than this. I'm a nervous wreck. I haven't slept a wink on, and I probably won't sleep a wink until after Janet's mother leaves here.
Oh. Wait a minute. That's it. Awake. 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 Yeah, here it is. You know, if you stay awake until she leaves, you'll break the world record currently held by Choo Choo Rabinowitz.
How much longer would I have to stay up?
Oh, about 7 days, 14 hours, and 20 minutes.
I don't think I can make it, Bubba. I'm not going to stay up that long.
It'll be easy, Fred. I'll supervise the whole operation.
You will? I can see it now. I'm going to be immortal. Look out, Choo Choo Rabinowitz. I'm going to break that record.
What is all this talk about a record?
Oh, son, you see, I don't break the record. The world's record for staying up longer than anybody else.
Sure you are.
Oh, you just don't believe it, because you don't think I can be nothing but just a junk man.
Pop, you don't have to prove anything to me.
Think of how proud you're going to be of me, son, with my name right next to Hank Aaron, Jesse Owen, and Melvin Watson.
Who's Melvin Watson?
Oh, well, he went to Guido's Italian Grotto and ate continuously for 314 hours. May he rest in pizza.
Go ahead, Pop. Make a fool out of yourself. I don't care.
I'm not going to make a fool of myself. I'm just going to show you that I'm just as important as your future mother-in-law.
Would you do me a favor? Please, don't mess up Mrs. Gordon's visit here to Los Angeles, okay? Mrs. Gordon's
visit. You know, maybe it's not such a great idea, Fred.
Listen, don't worry about him. He's just jealous. Now, what do we do?
Well, first I'll have to call the official book of records and tell them to get their erasers ready.
Okay, well, I'll just make myself comfortable. I mean, after I get comfortable, that'll make...
What are you doing, Bubba?
I'm not gonna let you relax. That's the worst thing you can do is to get comfortable. What you need to do is to be around things that make you jumpy. Things that annoy you. Things that make your skin crawl.
Well, what are you waiting for? Call Esther.
I can't, baby. I'm too nervous.
You've met my mother before?
I know. That's not the problem. Your mother's never met Pop before. I can't believe he's actually going through with this. I mean, he's been up for 4 straight days.
I hope he's not under any kind of a strain.
No, well, I made sure. I called up the doctor and had him come over and check Pop out.
What'd the doctor say?
Well, he said Pop's in good shape, but he's in no condition to meet your mom. I mean, he's irritable and cranky and grouchy. This morning, he bit one of the neighbors.
I think you're exaggerating. I also feel that everything is going to be just fine.
Maybe you're right. Pop is notorious for not finishing what he starts.
Oh, I know something that he finished, and am I delighted.
That you're starting and your mother's coming in.
There she is. Hi, Mom.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
Fine.
Hello, Lamont.
Hello, Mrs. Gordon.
I'm so excited about this visit.
Oh, so are we.
You must really be looking forward to the conference, huh?
Oh, I am. It's quite a thrill. And I'm also looking forward to meeting your father.
I just remembered, Pop can't meet anybody this week. See, it's the height of the junk season, and right now, rust is at a premium.
Lamont! It's all right, dear. I know how Lamont feels. It's always hardest on the kids when the future in-laws meet for the first time. And I'm sure your father is as up for it as I am.
Oh, he's up for it, all right.
Come on here. Come on here. Hey, Sanders, ragtime band.
Please.
Come on here.
Shut up. Shut up. You're driving me crazy.
Oh, come on, Fred. You know my singing keeps you awake.
Yeah, but you keep singing the same old tune over and over. Sing something else, will you?
I only know one other tune, and I don't think you'd like that.
I don't care what it is, Bubba. Just start singing it.
All right. Rock-a-bye, baby, in a treetop. When I went, wake up, Fred!
Oh, Bubba, please. That felt so good. Let me try it again.
Come on here. Come on here.
No, not that, Bubba, please. Just let me take a little nap. Nobody will know. Just be between me and my pillow.
You can't do that, Fred. You have to break the record fair and square. And besides, the man from the official book of records said he might drop by at any time. You know, they check on you that way. Mm. Hey, I'll get you some more coffee.
Wait a minute, Bubba. No more coffee. I had so much coffee, you're beginning to look like Mrs. Olsen.
All right, then it's time to bring in the second team.
Hi, Grandpa Fred.
Keep it up, Roger. How's that, Fred?
Oh, it's no good, but I'm fading fast.
Fear not, Fred. We still have our ace in the hole. Esther's on her way.
There's our ace in the hole. We should have her face in the hole. What took the old brown hawk so long? Welcome to my castle, your ugliness.
Well, now you've met Pop.
How do you do?
Well, I must say you have a unique way of answering the door.
He's not always like that.
No, you see, Pop hadn't slept in 4 days.
Oh, you poor man. Do you suffer from insomnia?
No, let me explain. See,
don't explain nothing to her. Just hush. You ain't gonna have to explain nothing to her.
Well, your father's right, Labonte. No one needs to give me an explanation.
Now, that's what I like, a woman with class.
If no one's going to tell her, I will. The reason why Mr. Sanford hasn't slept in 4 days is because he's trying to break the official world record for staying awake.
Well, that's wonderful.
It is, isn't it? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you your ugliness. I mean, I thought you was my sister-in-law.
Oh, that's all right. You know, I am impressed. Quite an undertaking.
Yes, I'm doing it for my grandchildren. See, I want them to remember me for something other than Lamont.
Well, I understand what you're trying to say, and I think it's just beautiful. Mr. Sanford, you're so thoughtful, mm-hmm. So kind, so warm, so loving. So off your duff! I didn't write a paper on discipline for nothing, so keep moving! Left! Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
You can't put that five on top.
How'd you like me to put this five on your bottom?
I was only trying to help.
Well, look, Roger, why don't you dribble that ball on the kitchen and get yourself some breakfast?
All right.
To help you stay awake, you old fish-eyed fool.
Well, that certainly was sweet of you, Esther, just to deliver such a lovely message.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it reminded me of something from Western Union. An ugly gram. Step back, please. I'm coming. I'm coming when you expect that.
How'd you do? I'm Walter Grayson from the Official Book of World Records. Is this a Sanford residence?
Yes, it is. I'm Fred G. Sanford, and the G is for grab yourself a seat.
Thank you, but I have a terribly pressing schedule.
You mean schedule?
We say schedule. Now, I've been informed that you're attempting to break one of our records.
That is correct.
Which one are you after? Most debris in one room?
Oh, how about that, Esther? You in the book already.
Why don't you try for the lollipop record, All Day Sucker?
I'll soon be in your book for staying up longer than anybody else.
Well, we'll see. 48 more hours is a long time when you haven't slept for a week. I'll wager your eyelids are feeling very heavy.
Oh, Lord, Mr. Fred, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Take your hands off me. I ain't had my tetanus shot yet.
I suppose you're one of the witnesses.
Yes, I'm Miss Esther Anderson.
Better known as Dog Face Afternoon. Never mind her. You got your pencil warmed up? Come on over here and let me tell you a little bit about myself. You may not believe it, but like most celebrities, I came from an humble beginning. My family had the only log cabin in St. Louis.
And I suppose your schedule called for you to walk 5 miles to school every day.
You mean shul, don't you?
Mr. Sanford.
Listen, I walked 5 miles to shul and then swam 5 miles.
Really, Mr. Sanford?
I remember it so well. At the time, I was sharing a bed with my youngest brother, Jerome. Then I realized that I could stay up night and day.
You mean even as a child, you were an insomniac?
No, Jerome was a bedwetter.
Well, I'll get all this down when and if it counts. I just stopped by to make certain everything was in order. Let me remind you that I could stop by again at any time.
Oh, I can assure you, sir, that Mr. Bexley and I will see to it that Mr. Sanford keeps the rules.
Mr. Bexley?
Oh, I almost forgot to introduce you to my friend here, the genius that masterminded my climb to the top. Hey, Bubba, wake up.
Come on here, come on here. Come on here. Alexander's right there, man.
I can't go through it, Bubba. I can't make it.
You can't quit now, Fred. You only got one more day. The official book of records doesn't care for second place. Now suck in that gut, straighten that back, and go out there and get this one for the Gipper.
You're right, Coach. I don't know what got into me. Give me some coffee, Bubba.
Okay.
Roger, go upstairs and get my radio.
Yeah, now you're working.
Way to go, Grandpa Fred.
What are you doing sneaking around scaring people like that?
I was just coming over to help you stay awake, and I'm glad I did.
Oh, I don't know what to do. I just can't keep my eyes open.
Well, I'm going to have to do for you like I do for my students.
What's that?
Start running in place and repeat after me.
Huh?
I will.
Will.
Not.
Fall.
Fall.
Asleep.
Again.
Well. You only got 6 more minutes, Pop, to break the record.
Oh, son, I can't make it. I know I can't.
Come on here. Come on here. Alexander's ragtime band. Come on here. It's the best band in the land.
And when I get back to Oakland, all my friends going to ask me about my visit. And I'm going to tell them the highlight wasn't the teacher's conference. It was meeting Fred Sanford.
And now the man of the hour, I should say the man of the final hour, well, really, the man of the last 5 minutes, my pop, Fred Sanford.
Thank you, son. And now that I have the record almost wrapped up, I'd like to propose a toast. Down the hatch, bottoms up, L'chaim, good health, and good night. I want to thank everyone here that made this possible for me, especially you, Bubba, with your terrible singing. And for you, Roger, for dribbling that ball all the time. And Choo-Choo Rabinowitz for not staying up any longer than she did.
It's a door.
That must be Mr. Grayson.
Oh. I'm coming.
Well, Mr. Sanford, I see you're still awake. I was certain it was way past your bedtime.
Sorry to disappoint you, but what you see is history in the making.
Oh, good.
Come in, Mr. Grayson, make yourself comfortable. You know Bubba and my son, Lamont.
Hello.
Let me take your briefcase.
Oh, thank you.
Again.
Oh, isn't that lovely? I've always been fascinated by signs. Did you know that the record for the world's largest sign was held by two ancient Chinese workmen? Yes, they did it in 407 A.D. And it stretched from one end of the Great Wall to the other. And it read, Ki Fu Ling Su Shinika Shinika.
What does that mean?
Wet paint. However, that record is currently being challenged by a gentleman from Clio, Kansas, who's attempting to body paint the entire King family. Well, enough of that about those who've already achieved immortality. Back to the business at hand, eh? I must confess that when I first met your father, Mr. Sanford, I didn't think that he was world book material, no, but he certainly fooled me. Tell me, I wonder what prompted him to go for the record.
Well, you see, it all began...
No. Bubba. Now let Pop do his talking for himself, man. Hey, Pop. Oh, Pop.
Where'd you go?
Hey, Frank, where are you?
If this is some sort of a practical joke, I certainly don't appreciate it. I have an appointment with a man who has eaten nothing but prunes for the past 2 weeks. I'm sure you can understand, I don't want to keep him waiting.
Well, he must be someplace. He must have stepped out for a minute.
Well, let's see. I came in, gave him my briefcase. He went toward the couch, put the briefcase on the table, and fell asleep on the floor.
Sorry,
but Mr. Sanford missed the record by 43 seconds.
Oh, Fred, how could you do this? When we almost had it in the bag. And just think, I sang 3,249 courses of Alexander's Ragtime Band for nothing.
Roger, you can stop dribbling the basketball now.
I don't think I can. I've been dribbling for 5 straight days.
Just a moment. Do you mean to tell me that you... actually sang 3,249 choruses of Alexander's Ragtime Band?
That's right.
And you've been dribbling a basketball for 5 straight days?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I have good news for you. You have both just broken world records.
What about me?
Just repeat that another 27,000 times and give me a call.
What about me?
Where's your father? I haven't seen him for 3 days.
Yeah, well, that's because he's been sleeping ever since Bubba and Roger were inducted into the Book of World Records.
I have to give it to him, though. He did one heck of a try.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad it's over with, and now Pop finally realizes he doesn't have to break any silly record to impress anybody.
Yeah.
Hi, son. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Pop, how you feeling?
Oh, I feel pretty good, son. I feel better after I come out of the shower. I'll see you next week.
Next week?
Yeah, I'm breaking another record. I won't be out of the bathroom for 8 days.